your boy.
Never a doubt. Step one is complete, baby.
You guys were worried the whole time while I was just steady. Steady. Here we are.
We did it.
You know, I remember our first shows together were down in spring training. Mm-hmm. And one of the themes through all of those shows, both from us and from the players, was that obviously the goal is to win a World Series. But the first step in that goal is let's be the best team in the division during the regular season and win the National League East. And here we are. As the Phillies champions of the National League East get another flag hanging at Citizens Bank Park. And it feels pretty good to be NL East champs. Feels pretty good.
Yeah. Lost in those two great runs they had the last 2 years once they got into the postseason. You never really even think about, we didn't even win the division those years they got in. He hadn't won one since 2011.
Had a struggle to make the playoffs even the last couple of years.
Yeah. So it certainly was a good feeling to see them be able to hang that banner. I don't know what they're going to wind up doing with that wild card banner. They really should burn it. But to me, at least you can actually put a real banner up there now.
Yeah.
I mean, they won a division.
Yep.
I guess I was happy for them because it's a goal they set out to do. They didn't run from it. Right, they didn't run from it. They didn't do the whole, well, we just want to get in, and it doesn't matter how we get in, we'll handle that. No, they set this as a goal, along with other things, which winning the World Series, and they didn't shy away from it. And so they went out and attacked it. That got them off to the great start to the season, because I believe that's what they were focused on and motivated. I honestly believe the injuries and the slow start by the Mets and the injuries to the Braves took a little fire out of the Phillies.
And that's why we got the middle part of the season.
Yeah, I believe they thought they could just cruise to this thing, and they didn't have enough heat on their tails from the opponents in the division. And I think that's why we got a little bit of that lethargic play for a couple of months. But listening to them last night, watching them celebrate, they certainly seem focused and primed for a long playoff run in October. And I'm excited for it. I got to be honest, this is what I've been waiting for. This baseball team the last 2 years has been so much fun to follow with the emotions in October the last 2 years. It makes it hard to be able to enjoy the regular season because this is what I'm looking forward to. And this is what I've been looking forward to is October baseball.
That's what you and Jack kept saying. Just get us to October. Get us to October. This was my first of this version of the Phillies team, my first opportunity to really go along with them. I experienced it differently than you guys because you guys were here for the last two playoff runs. This was exciting to me because I got to watch a good baseball team. Forget about the division.
Right.
This was my opportunity to watch a good Phillies team for the first time all the way through, the first time in over a decade. Jack, how are you feeling today?
So I feel good. It's like, but there's such a bigger goal here than winning the division. I appreciate it. Last night, it was meaningful. 13 years. I was in high school the last time I won the division. All that cool stuff. But I've seen them celebrate before. I've seen them.
Not a division.
And yeah. That's great.
Your eyes are on the prize.
They have an opportunity here. They are one of the favorites to win the World Series. And last night was great, but that can't be the ending. We're not going to look back on that as some unbelievable accomplishment if they don't get the ultimate prize and the ultimate job done. So I was satisfied because they cemented themselves as not some fluke that just gets in and gets on a run and gets hot and Citizens Bank Park, amazing. They're one of the best teams in the National League. Now they got to end it.
Yeah.
The opportunity is right there. So thrilled, happy, but ultimately focused on the ultimate prize.
Agreed.
Oh, look at you.
Look at that. Eyes on the championship or bust.
Don't let me in the ballpark.
Well, that's because he knows that he's going to have to come in here and do the show every day.
I'm going to bleep for 3 months they lose. I need it.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and we'll come back to that in a second. The other, the only other thing from this season that I wanted to point out, and it is a long season. Excuse me, I'm crying.
Oh, Jesus.
No, it's my throat.
This is really...
Is it really? No. It's a long season, as you guys pointed out, but because it's a long season, we had different heroes through the season for stretches. Remember, at the beginning of the year, this was the Ranger Suarez show. The fact that he was, 10-1 with an ERA of 1.5. And then Boehm. Boehm was part of that beginning part as well. And then there was a period in which Castellanos almost had to carry them. And he was the hottest guy on the team when everybody else was failing. And of course, we had a couple of great moments when it was Schwarber. We had stretches when it was the bullpen taking over. So I thought it was really cool that they had, and the bench guys too. We had, you know, we had Sosa, you know,
Sosa,
periods, and Cody Clemens, and all those things. And I thought that was really
Weston
cool.
Weston Wilson, all of them. Yes. Yeah, they all contributed.
But one thing.
Mm-hmm. No.
I sat on this one last night, this morning, pause. So, do I really want to do this?
Mm.
Okay. I want to couch this. I want to give a disclaimer.
Don't couch it.
Well, here's my only disclaimer.
Okay.
I think winning the division is worth celebrating. This is not an old man, don't celebrate till you win the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what I thought last night. Is that, you know, it popped into my head during the show yesterday. We were doing the show yesterday. We were doing Leading Off. And you both said, you were both very sure they were going to clinch the division last night. And then you were like, and then tomorrow's going to be a disaster. They're all going to be hungover.
Yeah, it's the hungover game.
Blah, 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 blah. You know, so I had that in my brain.
Wait till you see this lineup they put out there.
I'm sure. I don't even know who's going to catch. I might have to catch.
Oh, no, Stubby will be there.
Yeah.
Smelling like alcohol and everything.
So
seeing two balls.
So, whoa. Big old pause.
You are just as lunatic.
So you guys said that. I didn't think anything of it.
Mm-hmm. Once again, there's a lot in this open about things that Ike and I have said
that
you're catching up on.
This is not on you. I heard it, but I just stored it away in the back of my head. And then I'm watching them last night, obviously have just a wonderful time, you know, with their football helmets on and spraying beer on each other and yada, yada, yada.
That's a hell of a celebration.
Yes, a UNLV helmet I saw. Where does that even come from?
That's Stotty, man.
Yeah, so, you know, Stotty is overalls. There's a lot going on. The Armitani brothers, they had their mix last night. You know, and then I saw this morning when I woke up, they took the party over to Xfinity Live.
Kept it going.
Yeah.
Hey, man, the babies over there.
So here's my problem.
Yes.
Why are we punting games when we do not have the one seed locked up? We do not have the two seed locked up. And if this goes wrong, if you end up losing a game, you know, they punt this one, and then what if you just lose tomorrow? And then, you know, like, it's a really, really, really important thing. And lest I believe it's just me that thinks it's important, here's what Bryce Harper said about the bye yesterday. Okay, so you're telling me you want to have the best record in baseball, mm-hmm. that your bodies are all, like, most of the best players on this team are older than 30 years old. They've all been nursing injuries. Bryce is nursing an injury. JT's nursing an injury. Bohm is nursing an injury. Austin Hayes needs to come back. You know, most of the team, Ranger had a dead arm. Zach Wheeler went through a thing with an injury. Everybody goes through a thing with an injury. Bryce Harper says it's important that we get the one seed, at the very least get the bye so we can, and there's only five games left to do this in. So why are we punting a game? Like, why is it okay? Why aren't they saying to themselves, you know what? We'll celebrate. We have an off day on Thursday. The next series is in D.C., so you don't have to get on a plane right after the game on Wednesday night or anything. They're probably going to take a bus down there, a train, whatever.
Yep.
Why don't you just celebrate on Wednesday night? I'm an adult, right? Mm-hmm. So when it's my birthday, if my birthday falls on a Tuesday, I don't tell my wife I'm taking the day off so we can celebrate. What do? We say, okay, this weekend we'll do it. And my problem is, why are we giving away a game? Now, baseball's funny. They could end up winning today, but that's not the point. The point is, they did that last night with the intention of, today is okay if we lose.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not okay if you lose today. You need every game you can get. You have the Brewers trying to catch you. You have the Dodgers a game ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing? This is, I don't know. I want them to feel happy that they won, but that seemed like a team who prioritized having a good time and drinking over getting a top two seed when the best player on the team just told me it was important that you get a bye.
Well, listen, it's a long season, and when they got into the playoffs last week, they didn't really celebrate. They just did a toast.
Oh, no.
Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did a toast.
Oh, geez.
So they didn't celebrate when they got into the playoffs.
Oh, well.
They waited until they clinched the division.
Exactly.
And they did it at home. And that's the way you do it. That's the way you do it. It's a reward for a long season, hard-fought division win. Listen, a lot of pressure.
On Wednesday night.
On Wednesday night, yeah.
You can't push the delay. You can't delay it to Wednesday night.
Yeah, of course you can.
No, you can't. You can't recreate what that was last night.
He's right. You cannot recreate the feeling from that last night to Wednesday. What if they lose Wednesday? Are they going to party?
Yes. Well,
no,
I don't know.
They're not going to party if they lose.
Party a different time.
We're here to party, you know, and win championships.
Party on Sunday night when you get the bye.
Mm.
You have a week off.
It has to happen the night that you do it, though.
Is it more important to have videos on social media of you looking cool with your shirt off, spraying champagne on each other, or
good looking crew too, man?
I know. I'm jealous.
I didn't see a lot of dad bods in there.
I'm jealous, and they're waxing.
Notice
chest.
Most of the pitchers kept their shirts on.
Well, that's how we do.
I don't know. I don't think this is the time that you are. I swear it's my voice. I don't think this is the time that you're giving away a game. This is just not the right time to do it. This team has bigger, bigger goals in mind. And God forbid we wind up having to play next week. God forbid. Or God forbid it's the NLCS against the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. And they have to fly to the West Coast for the first two games. Mm-hmm. We spend all this time talking about what an advantage it is to play at Citizens Bank Park. It's the best crowd in baseball. It's the most intimidating crowd in baseball. It's the loudest crowd in baseball. Oh, my God, our tickets are more expensive than everybody else's. Mm-hmm. And you know what? If we have to spend the first two games and then the game seven in L.A., no big deal. At least we had a good party on Tuesday night, our Monday night. It struck me as a team who had never been here before, a little bit.
Well, they hadn't won a division.
Yes, and they should be happy about it.
Yes.
And you know what? They should have a good night and I don't know, go out for a steak dinner somewhere. Like,
man,
rich
we're ball players, man. That's not what we're doing.
That's right.
We're doing Budweiser showers. My goodness, that was a lot of... Was that Budweiser?
Bud Heavy, yeah.
My goodness, there was a lot of that in there.
Yeah.
They're walking through puddles.
We're up to the surf sides, man.
Yeah.
Anyway.
They're a little expensive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
$15 a can. I don't know about that. At CBP, you get a discount?
Listen, going over to Xfinity Live, okay, maybe a much, maybe a little bit much, maybe.
Right.
But they weren't ready to go home yet.
They were just there. Oh, the babies were there. They weren't going too hard. Now, Stubby and Marsh might be a little different.
Yes. They are the, what do you call them? They're the vibes?
Well, Stubbs is the chief vibes officer.
Yeah, chief vibes officer.
I think you're a little stressed about this.
Yeah.
A little stressed. First of all,
then we got to face the Dodgers. Those choke artists, they'll be lucky to meet us in the NLCS.
They'll be lucky
now
to
everybody's
get
tough.
Well,
now,
Mr., saying,
I
want Dodgers
the
choke artists.
I do want the two seed. The Spike, hold on. Yeah. Real quick. Yeah. They are a win and a Brewers loss from clinching a two seed.
Okay. Yes. I'd rather have the one seed, though.
That's fine, but like they're going to at least clinch a bye.
They're game behind the Dodgers.
Next week, they're not going to play in a freaking wild card series.
You two with the voices.
Well, it's just like they're not going to play in a wild card series.
Okay, what if
the Brewers are going to win out and the Phillies are going to lose out?
No,
but they're not.
There's no way we're losing out.
They're playing the Nationals this weekend.
We got the Nationals this weekend, dog.
But what do you think? What do you think the Mets fan said with up seven games to 17 to play?
No. God, yes, no. Play the music,
It's not just a bye, it's having as many home games as possible. If you have the best home field advantage in the sport, you need as many home games as you can get. I wasn't asking them to not be happy about it. I'm asking them to not get blackout drunk.
You want us to celebrate Wednesday. You can't do that.
I don't want them to be hung over for the game.
They might be two guys that are a little
dude, they could be on a high alert today. Taiwan Walker's pitching.
Tanner Banks is starting.
Tanner Banks is starting.
What happened to Walker?
He'll be in there.
He'll pitch. Yeah.
I thought he was starting.
By the way.
Do you think he was invited to the party yesterday?
I didn't see him walking around in the locker room.
Well, Middleton did shake his hand, which was big. and then Taiwan took another $36 million from him.
I just don't know how the best player can say.
Just calm down. By the way, I was happy to see Bryce had some brew in his hand. He's a real guy.
That's right.
Well, maybe he's holding it.
No, he was drinking.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right.
It's got to be one of the guys.
You know what I mean? Damn right you do.
I didn't love
it. Can't trust a guy who's not drinking a brew when everybody's celebrating.
I didn't love it. Well, when you guys are saying lighten up and we are down 2-0 to the Dodgers because the first two games were in L.A. and they had a great crowd and we're talking about red eye. You know, it's not
2-0 to the Dodgers. They're going to beat Wheeler and Nola.
I don't know if it's going to be Wheeler and Nola in the CS.
Oh, of course it is.
No, who knows how many games we have to play
oh,
before
you mean,
it?
Wait, maybe
you
know,
set it up. Yeah,
I got
right.
you. Right.
215-592-9494. Somebody's going to...
calm down.
I'm championship focused. You guys are party focused.
Yeah.
Party guys.
I love seeing it.
Party guys.
I wish we could have did that after winning the NFC East.
Wouldn't have looked quite as good.
You know, I don't think we would have had... Yeah, I don't
our
think
shirts off?
Yeah. Well, no, it certainly wouldn't have looked as good. Yeah.
I don't know for you guys.
Some guys wouldn't.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have had any problem.
Corey in Columbus kicking us off. What's up, Corey?
I just got to put a disclaimer out there. This is my opinion, Spike. Don't be jumping all on my back and all that.
No, I didn't jump on your back yesterday. We had a good conversation yesterday.
Hey, Corey, come in tough. Come in tough now. You're the leadoff hitter now. Don't come in here with that soft stuff.
I'm about to let you know. I know for the past couple years, you've been covering them Yankees and the Mets. And you don't know how we did it down here in Philadelphia. We ain't won a division since I was in 11th grade. Hell yeah, we gonna party up, boy.
You can party.
Keep party. Hey, listen, we only gotta get one win. We gonna get that win.
No, we need more than one win. We need more than one win.
Hey, don't be scared, Spike. Listen, we got a bad team here. Listen, these boys know how to win. And you talking about the whole, you know, home field advantage and all that, they lost last year. So we don't care about that. We play you whenever, wherever, on the diamond, show up, blood on the grass like Rio saying, we going to show up.
This is what you sounded like on Monday before the Falcons game.
Hey, we got the NL. Look, you bringing up other sports.
Yes.
He want to bring up old stuff. We talking about the fighting, baby. Don't bring up old stuff. This team, we weren't worried about. We weren't worried about vibes with them 2-8. This ain't this team. This is a new team. Harper, Swarbrick. Hey, you saw that boy JT last night. It was time to celebrate. Hey, this year we locked in. Harper gonna get them together. Red October, baby. That's the best time of the year. I love football. It's my favorite sport. But Red October is the best part of the year, baby. And we going
really has been.
No doubt.
Yeah.
It's called a big dose of D.
Corey.
They celebrate every round anyway. So that don't matter.
It's just baseball.
But you're not changing anything. Look, Corey, here's my I love baseball. I would say that my favorite sports, basketball, baseball, I would even put football behind baseball. That's how much I love it. And that's how much I want them to do it this year. And I don't want 6 months of regular season to be flushed down, the best season we've had in over a decade, regular season, to be flushed down the drain because of one night, because we're giving away a game.
But Taiwan's starting today regardless. He's going to pitch a lot today regardless. You're giving away a game.
You're not just giving away a game. They're giving away a whole team.
That's one game, man. Come on, man. Like we're not going 0-5. Man, don't do that. We not
one seed.
Five games in a row.
One
All
seed.
We need is one win and a Brewers loss.
Not for one seed.
And we ain't losing. We ain't getting swept by no Nationals. Come on, Spike.
One seed.
Go. One seed,
Corey.
Hey, Spike.
I'm a championship guy. You're a regular season guy.
Stop being scared. Hey, Johnny Marks was scared all the time.
It's always the guy in that chair.
That's right.
Oh, don't
bunch of babies.
Don't you dare. I mean, love you, Johnny. That is not. But don't you dare. I'm here. This is not fear. Thank you for the call, Corey. You brought it today. Good leadoff today. This is not about fear. It's about goals. It's about determination. It's about priorities. And I just, with the one seed right there, it's right there to give away a game, to give away 20% of your games. That's what they're doing. There's five games left, and they're just giving one away. It doesn't seem like a good decision to me, especially when on the horizon is two things. More home games than any team and a full week off. Just go get that. Go get that and then have your fun. Go get that.
We're going to get it. We're going to get it.
All right.
Last night was a great party.
Okay.
It's a great visual. Tell me you didn't enjoy watching it.
Man, you were really into the visual. I want to find out what parties you were at.
I need to see the package. Everybody had on shorts or pants or something.
This guy's singing all about the Benjamins and his parties.
There you go.
All right. Coming up next. Sorry. We go long enough. I always take it one step too far.
Yeah, one step.
Coming up next is potentially the best sound we have heard from a Philadelphia owner. Maybe ever, you know, in the locker room, in the clubhouse, rather.
Man, those beers did he have?
Oh, quite a few. He was on one, man. He was ready. He can party all he wants.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to play today. His team. All right. We will play you that sound next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Oh, yeah. We bring the boom. We bring the boom to you. We bring the boom. How is this? We call the Armentani brothers and ask why this song is not on the playlist.
That's actually a fair point.
Yeah.
It's like a 50-minute mix.
I think I ran into another video, too. They didn't add it two more people?
Oh, yeah. There's another guy, the mid-20s guy.
First it was four, now it's six of them.
Well, and now every video of theirs is them just doing this dance with the song.
Yes.
Like this.
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah.
It's addictive, but it's awful. Here now, it is. Should we do a show?
And then there's the chicken wing part.
Yeah, that's a new one.
Yeah.
Should we as a show
do that video?
No. Go to AJ and Big Justice Night at FAU next weekend.
FAU.
Where's FAU?
Florida Atlantic University.
That's what I thought you were talking about. Like, what?
They're having AJ and Big Justice Night, so we could head down there.
Are they from Florida?
I think they do. Yeah, I guess
no,
so.
No, they're from New York.
Well, they're from New York, but I think they live in Florida.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, they're frauds.
Well, of course.
Well, everybody in New York moves to Florida, don't they?
Well, when they reach 60, not that young.
AJ Big Justice is too young to live in Florida already. Yeah.
Hey, so, see the taxes in New York?
Well, it's a good point. I'm already planning it. Can we do the show from Florida or Texas? Low taxes.
Yeah, I'm with you. Either one.
Yes. Tax part of it, yeah. All right. So 215-592-9494. So I mentioned the John Middleton sound. If you have not... So we're going to play you the sound. This is in the clubhouse afterwards. If you have not seen it, you should listen to it and then go see it because the visual is also great, too. So here is Philly's owner, John Middleton, in the clubhouse last night.
There you go.
Oh, man.
My bleeping trophy.
I want my trophy. Remember when he did the interview with Angelo when he said that they signed Bryce because of a Twitter poll? He said that he wanted to bring the trophy back. So here they are. Now's another opportunity. This is the best there's a good chance. Now, National League also really good, which is why you want as many home games as possible and you don't go out drinking the night before a game where you can win. But yeah.
They could win tonight.
Yeah, they could. That's baseball.
Well, they did last year, didn't they? I think we did the same thing. Either they won or Stubby had a good game.
Well, Stubby, listen, he's a problem. A little hangover stuff.
He had a good game.
Now, in 2022, they almost got no hit. I think they had a no hitter going into the ninth. So that did not go as well.
Well, they could do that. But you could have all the starters in there freshly, sleeping well and all that kind of stuff and almost get no hit.
Bryce was in the lineup last year post celebration night.
He was in the lineup the next day.
Well, he's a play every day guy.
He'll be in there.
Yeah.
He's got to get a 30 home run.
We still got to get 30 home runs.
Here are some guys who won't be in the lineup, or if they're in the lineup, are going to be, like Boozy. Boom, Casty, Marsh, Stubbsy.
Well, Stubbsy's going to be in there.
Oh, you think so?
He'll be in there.
Oh, Stubbsy,
JT's not going to be in there.
Oh, I meant Stott. I meant Stott.
Oh, Stott won't be in there.
Oh, yeah, Stott.
Mars and Mundo's there. Yeah, Mundo's there.
He had the helmet on last night. He's definitely not in there tonight.
Wonder if whichever one was with that TikTok girl sent her a DM last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think so? After a few of those beers. Well.
When you're at Xfinity.
I'll show you. There's a TikTok video of a girl who had an experience with one of the Phillies. We talked about it.
In the past, with
the burner apartment or whatever. You remember that?
The burner apartment.
Yeah, with the side chick apartment or whatever.
Yes.
Rick and Marlton, you're on
WIP. Not a burner apartment.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Side chick apartment, sorry. Rick.
Like, do you get up every morning just to give the fans of Philadelphia a nipple twist?
No,
that's what I feel like you do. Like, I sit here and say, what can I do? What topic can I say that's going to enrage most of the fans of Philadelphia?
I can tell you this. You could ask my co-
I was popping champagne. I was spraying beers
in my den.
You're not playing today. You don't have a one seed to go get.
Yeah, but I'm going to the game.
But no, what do you want out of me? You can still get to the game. They need to play a game. Rick, I have no problem with over-celebrating winning the National League East. I want to be clear. I think they should celebrate it. But they have five games left. They're one game behind the Dodgers for having the opportunity to have the most home games in the National League and potentially have the best record in baseball.
I get it. And you wanted them to go into the locker room, put on a suit and tie,
kick each other's hands, and walk out
with a briefcase.
No. You know what, Rick, though? I did maybe think that hitting Xfinity afterwards might not have been the... I don't know if you've been there. Yeah. I don't know if you've been in Xfinity, but it's not for me as an old guy who doesn't really get that. But that's not a place you go where you want to, you know, have a nice celebration with your teammates. Yeah. It's a place you go where you go to rage.
For the daycare to go there, mate, that's fine.
All right. Well, when games one and two against the Dodgers are in L.A., you tell me it's fine when you gave away a game. That's all.
They're not going to give away games.
They're giving today away.
They're playing the Chicago Cubs.
The Chicago Cubs are 80-77. It's not like the Cubs are the White Sox. It's the wrong Chicago team.
That's pretty bad.
That's true.
They are playing the Chicago Cubs. And guess what?
They're underdogs tonight at home.
And guess what? They're going to win. They got five games left.
Yes.
Three of the five games. They've got the game in the tiebreaker with L.A. I'm not worried. The L.A.'s got to play San Diego the next three nights.
Okay.
So they could very easily lose all three games.
We lost two out of three to the A's this year. We've had plenty of bad series against the A's. Don't do this to me. And Rick, thank you. Thank you. All right. Rick, thank you for the call. I want to be clear about this as well, and you can ask both my co-hosts, specifically Jack, who gets more text messages about my takes than any human actually should get. Uh-huh. There's nothing about me that wakes up and says, I want to make everybody mad.
No.
This is actually how I feel. Mm-hmm. It's 100% how I feel. So this might... To be clear, I am not a fun person. You don't want to hang out with me. I'm always anxious about everything. I'm anxious about the show every day. I'm anxious about the Phillies. That's me about everything. It's not a good way to live, to be honest with you. It's why I got to take the gummies to go to sleep.
I am not a fun person.
I'm not a fun person. I am not. I don't at all. Rios, North Philly, you're on WIP.
What's going on, Hard Charges?
What's up, Rios?
Rios.
What's up?
What up, brother?
What's up, gentlemen? Well, first of all, let me throw this out there. I am definitely damn a fun person. I'm a very fun person. I laugh at myself all the damn time. But anyway, look, check it out, man. I'm sorry, but look, I couldn't take it. I couldn't take the damn celebration. I couldn't freaking take it because this is why. Gentlemen, y'all remember 2 years ago on the way to the World Series, I'm doing speeches back to freaking back. All the way to the freaking World Series. Knowing how hyped that was, knowing how everything was, and then, okay, all right, we lost the World Series to have last year really wrapped the freaking bed. And the reason why I look at this as, I would want Bryce Harper just to sit in his locker room and just put his shoes on and just leave the hell out. Because on some Kobe stuff, like he said, this job ain't finished. Especially after all the crap that's been going on the past year or whatever. We here, okay, you know, give a high five, hug. Okay, Nestle, all right, cool. You know what I mean? Like, yo, move on. You got all the time to party when we go ahead and take that freaking chip home. Because y'all know how bad we was feeling. I know how bad you was feeling, Jack, when they lost to Arizona last year, man.
They did that at home, though.
Look, man, look, we need one thing. Bryce Harper, definitely him, needs one thing. It's the freaking World Series. Hey, the job ain't freaking finished. I didn't like it. And you know what? The number one thing I didn't like, it ain't a big deal. It's cool. Y'all did it, but it is a little extra. But I heard they were playing that damn song again.
There was part of their mix, yeah.
Yes.
There was.
God, man.
It's a remix, though,
problem.
I think.
It is a remix.
I think it's a remix.
Has some quotes in there, too. But yes, the Callum Scott was
song that
was
in
there.
Has to do with that sucker-ass song. Man, stop. If they want to win the World Series, I'm telling you, Jack, go in there. Matter of fact, don't go in there with no open-toed shoes. Put some damn sneakers, put some Timberlands on, and go in there and have them change that damn song. We need something hardcore, bro. You know what I mean? All right, they parted a little bit cool. But nah, stop, man. Bryce Harper needs one thing.
Don't wear your Birkenstocks in there, man.
Yeah.
Don't wear your Jesus sandals in the locker room.
What'd you say?
Don't wear his Jesus sandals in the locker room.
Yeah.
Man.
Nah. Steel tip Timberlands.
The reason why I say Jack, because, you know, this is Jack's thing. He going there, touchy-feely with all these people.
Nope.
Okay, well, I need you to be touchy-feely with your Timbs on, and I ain't talking about touchy-feely in a happy way, bro.
Yeah.
Like, hey, stop that sucker stuff. We got to get rid of that. Ain't no time playing in Philadelphia. We need real Philadelphia back. That's all I'm saying. We can have fun later, man. I like to have fun. But right now, really? The job ain't freaking done, gentlemen.
I'm on your. I knew Rios would be on my side. I appreciate your call, Rios. Yes, Rios on my side. Rios actually further on my side than I'm even on my side for sure.
Hey man, don't go on there with open toe sandals. Man.
Now
I'm not a boots fan though. That's my issue.
I can't see you in.
Come on, me and Timberlands, not even close.
Yeah.
So
can't see that.
Speaking of Jack in the clubhouse with the sandals, I know Jack isn't going to like this, but some Twitter account, was WIP memes account, whatever it was.
I think it was.
Tweeted
the
photos of the hug. And the one thing, Jack, forgive me if I haven't mentioned this before. I'm sure
you've mentioned it 30 or 40 times.
When you hug him, you two-hand hug him like he's your mom.
Well, we shared a bonding experience last
week. Both hands are on his back.
That's why Trey is like, never again.
But hold on.
It's the two hands on his back.
Yeah. But as someone who's also there, he double-handed me, too.
Wow.
Well, I think he felt like he was forced to because you went in with the two. First of all.
Well, I whispered in his ear. So what? It's loud in there.
Oh, I thought he was joking at first. Then I'm like, I do remember him kind of whispering in his ear.
I did not whisper in his ear.
I thought you did. I thought you got close to him because it was loud.
Do you know he said, he whispered, he goes, it wasn't the Philly captain. It was me.
Man. Man. You're never going to lay that one down, huh?
No, apparently not.
It's okay.
Perfectly normal, beautiful interaction.
Yeah.
It was.
Yes. Yeah. Beautiful for one of you, at least.
Yeah.
Dave in East Stroudsburg, you're on WIP. What up, Dave?
Hey, guys. Good to talk to you again. Thanks again for highlighting Delco for me last month.
Yeah, we love Delco.
Appreciate it.
We love Delco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Before I get into my comments about Nikki Whiskers, I wanted to, back in January, I went to Philly's Fantasy Camp.
Oh, cool.
And, yeah, the first night we had a Q&A with John Middleton. And I got to ask the first question, and I said to him, I said, what do we need to get us over the hump here this year?
He said, beers. Just as many beers as possible the night before a game. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's baseball players.
Yeah,
though.
I guess.
Anyway, men, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said that the only moves they would make is that they would spend money on difference makers. Okay, which is kind of generic, but he went on to say about how much they went all in on Yamamoto. Remember that?
Yep.
They had already signed Aaron Nola, but he said that they gave him $30 million more to get him to come here.
Yeah, Yamamoto wanted to be with the Dodgers like Ohtani
did.
But the Phillies, by all accounts, did make a very big offer to Yamamoto.
Well, you know, that's what, you know, I really believe that that's what gave Ranger Suarez such a big jump is because if he was in the rotation, that would have bumped Suarez down to four, right?
Yeah, I mean, it would have given them that arguably as good a rotation as we had in 2011, to be honest with you, that if they had Yamamoto in this rotation with the way that Ranger and Sanchez ended up pitching this year, would have been pretty killer. And it gives me hope, by the way, this offseason that win or lose, that Juan Soto would be somebody that they will go after because they're going to have to spend the most money to get him. So, yeah.
Well, the other thing that was interesting, too, that even back in January, you know, he was really committed to Johan Rojas. I mean, you know, everybody was saying, hey, you know, what's going on here? And when you look through it, he's, you know, his body of work, you know, for the season has been pretty good, don't you think?
Rojas, you mean? Yeah. Thank you for the call, Dave.
Been about what we expected.
Yeah, I had...
Maybe a slightly better.
I had when I was first watching Rojas for the first month or two of the season, my reaction was, this guy's never even going to hit 200. Mm-hmm. So, would he end up 245, something like
yeah,
that?
Not bad.
It's less to me about what his average is and more to me about it does... He'll bunt on occasion now, but his approach has not changed that much. Mm-hmm. Rojas is a game-changing center fielder, but he is also... just a bad hitter.
Yeah, I finally came around to the whole his defense out there in center field is just so much more important.
It is. I think the only trouble I have is that and this is going to have to be a Thompson thing because the rest of their lineup, when it is in one of its funks and they're striking out all the time, the last thing that you want at the end of the lineup is a guy who hits 3 home runs a year who is also striking out like those guys are.
Right.
So that his approach is problematic. His defense is great. He is a playable player. But when the rest of the lineup is doing their bad thing, his deficiencies are highlighted in a way that aren't when they're hitting fine.
I agree with you there. This is the only thing I'll say where they have to sort of, I guess, compromise. Because if you have... either Weston Wilson there or either Cody Clemens, who may hit better, but his defense is more important.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like it's they're almost giving up something with that with a 9-0 hitter.
Yep,
he's Thompson, offense or defense. They're giving up one or the other.
Thompson's really just going to have to gut and ride that.
It was interesting last night. I know. Jeez, would you relax over there?
He's going to have to ride it.
Well, it was interesting last night. Rob Thompson, Fransky asked him, you know, is there anything different you're going to do heading to this postseason like you've learned over the last couple of years? He's like, yeah, basically, if there's a spot to get a guy out of there and look for an upgrade, I'll probably do that more this year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think, directly, you could say that's a Kimbrel thing from game 4 of last year and game 3. But I think that's also about Rojas in game 7, who he did not pinch hit for and let him bat with the bases loaded.
Yeah.
And they have options this year they didn't have last year.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. This will be a interesting one for you to guess, Ike. And I want you to not look at it.
I never do.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is designing the ultimate championship ring for our listeners. Vote on the design. Find out how to win at 94WIP.com/Mark's. Here is the question. Does it matter to you if the Phillies get the 1 seed or is the 2 seed fine? The options are need the 1 seed, 2 seed is fine. What do you think it is? Because, you know, they obviously don't think it's that important.
That's a good question. I think I haven't heard as much talk about the 1 seed as much as I've heard about the bye week. So I think most people would be okay with the 2 seed.
You want to give me a number?
I'm going to go 58%.
53% need the 1 seed.
Ah, okay.
You know, I think all year, I think there was a portion during the year where things were going so badly relative to the rest of the year.
We didn't care as much.
That people stopped thinking about it.
Yeah.
But now that it's right there, it's within a game, I think it is heightened. So 53% say needed 1 seed.
Two things. One, I made the executive decision not to put your take as like the Twitter question.
Thank you.
I didn't think Twitter would handle that very well.
Well, they're going to do it on the regular Twitter. So
I'm sure. But the one thing about going for the 1 seed now that I think is interesting, because I have been a proponent of going for the 2 because I would rather face the Brewers or Mets. The Diamondbacks are now the 6th seed.
Okay.
The Mets jumped them last night.
Ah.
So your little thing is not working.
It's not as cute.
Yeah.
Might want the 1 seed more now.
That's why you just have to win as many games as possible and let the chips fall where they may.
And they will, besides probably tonight.
That's not as many games as possible.
Taiwan's starting anyway.
He's not starting.
Well, he's going to pitch a bulk of it anyway. They are trying to win. They're putting Tanner Banks out there.
Okay. So wouldn't they just win
Who?
Behind?
Tanner Banks?
Tanner Banks?
He's a third lefty. He's going to be in the playoff roster.
Yeah.
Is he the guy that you were really excited to get his first start and then he...
Yeah, he was terrible.
No, that was Seth Johnson.
Right.
Yeah. Who the hell is Seth Johnson?
Well, he got shelled. Yeah, when they were doing
he was in. He was in the, I keep wanting to say Armando
Benitez. The
Gregory
Soto trade.
The Soto trade.
Armando Benitez?
I don't know why
he's... Holy cow.
I know.
That's a
while ago.
Yes.
That's an old school guy right there.
Keep wanting to say Benitez. When I see Alvarado... Is he the same physically as Benitez was?
Does well, he throw he's a righty.
I don't know.
Soto's a lefty.
Yeah. No, not Soto. Whatever. I thought he was maybe the Seranthony. I thought Seth Johnson was maybe the Seranthony trade.
No, he was the Gregory Soto trade.
Okay. All right. Which was a great trade.
Looks like it.
Even though they gave up two great prospects for Esteves, which was not a great trade. So they sort of cancel each other out. All right. 215-592-9494. Are the Phillies missing an opportunity by punting today's game just so they could have cool videos on social media? They really are Jack's team. I'm doing it for the likes. You know, they mirror Jack. This is a very important... I want them to win for us, but I want them to win for themselves, but mostly I want them to win for Jack.
Many people say that.
That's why I'm so disappointed about last night.
Yeah, I want them to win for me.
Oh, God, I'd like them to win
should.
For me, too.
You should.
Think of the number.
I don't do as many High Hopes podcasts. Matter of fact, I don't do any.
Yeah. Are we all doing a high? Do we all get to be on your High Hopes podcast if they win a World Series?
I've never been invited on.
Yeah, I invited him on the Ricky before.
He did.
And Carl Landry Record Club.
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah, both.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see if we can work you in. Yeah, we'll see if we can work you in.
So Elliot is coming at exactly the right time. Because if
he's going to agree with you.
Well, if there's one person that
of
makes...
Of course he is.
This is what they do. They can't handle the success, and they... I can hear him.
Mr. Puddle of Sweat and Urine over there is talking about me about how can't handle success.
I'm talking about Elliot and what Elliot's going to say.
Yeah, I'm just talking about you. You can't handle success either.
I don't want success.
Okay.
Always lower the expectations.
Well, my point about Elliot is that when everybody's mad at me, Elliot sucks all of that madness into him. If there's one person at this radio station who can generate it better than I can.
I don't think he really even wants anybody mad at anybody else. He wants.
Yes.
He wants it.
Yeah, he is doing that for us. Yeah. Elliot is doing it for us. He's taking all the hate in the world and just like a superhero of hate. Elliot joins us for an hour. We'll talk to him. So, I don't know what your opinion is, but I know for me and Jack, we want to talk to Elliot about the grade that he gave Jalen Hurts for Sunday's game.
Yeah, it's good enough to take him out of consideration for Eagles Insider of the Year.
It's good because you get docking.
This is not Worm of the Year.
Yeah, I think the Worm is back. He got back from Brazil all of a sudden. They're like invited him over to the NovaCare. They're like, hey, come on into the back. Strap him down. Inject the Worm.
Yeah.
He's back.
So Elliot is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.